So before I started Presley Rage, like, you couldn't tell me anything. I was right, you was wrong, that's how it went. No argument about it. Whew. Jesus, hell on wheels it was. Okay, so then I entered Presley Ridge 2017 in July. It was okay at first, you know. Me being the Asia, still doing what I wanted to do, but you know, I kind of had my head on my shoulders. Then later on down the line, I had a really bad incident with one of my roommates. Could have got me kicked out of the program, but luckily, you know, Mr. Tory and Mr. George seen my potential. And y'all fought for me. Oh, don't cry. All right. Like, they went too bad for me. I mean, it was bad. Like, really bad. Part two bad. You know, and they were there for that. And it was also a time in between there where I kept giving up on myself. I was just like, no, I'm done. I don't care anymore. But Mr. Tory, I'm telling you, that man will send you jobs to midnight. Like, he will hit your phone every day. It could be a Sunday. Oh, here's a job post for Amazon. Here you go. You know, and thank you for that. Right now, I feel like the hardest thing I've ever faced in my life is becoming a new parent. Okay, don't do this. As we all know, parenting does not come with the book, and now I completely understand what my mother meant. It does not. Like, every kid is different. And oh my God, these last 2 days, you know, she's been there. But I remember going to the career center. After we had speech practice, and I cried. We all cried. Me, Miss Renee, Mr. Tory. I couldn't do anything but cry. Because they understood how hard it is being a parent, being a single parent at that, a young parent. I'm sorry, y'all. It's hard. It's hard. You know, everybody offers you this help, but you really need the help when it's you and your baby behind those closed doors and there's nobody there but y'all two. I love my baby to death. I love her though. Like, she's been the light of my life. The person I am now, I do not recognize. I mean, I was a fire starter. It took nothing to get me to that point where I wanted to fight you. It was it. Nothing mattered. I didn't matter. My life did not matter to me. But now that I have her, everything matters. She's like the light of my life. That little girl brings me so much joy and happiness, and she pushes me to be the woman that I want her to become. I never had a good relationship with my mom. So it makes me want to give that to her. I couldn't go to my mother and talk to her about anything. I couldn't share how I was feeling. It was like, okay, we got to be quiet, or she's going to think this. And that hurts. It hurts when your child can't come to you and talk to you about anything, about what's going on with her. I mean, I went through a lot back then. I mean, a lot. I was bullied in school. It was a lot. And I couldn't go to her and talk to her about anything, you know. Then my grandmother fell sick, and it came to a point where she was going to the hospital to see her. So I had to be responsible for my sisters. I had to watch them while she was going to take care of my grandmother. And, you know, it got to a point where, like, no, that's not my responsibility. They're not my kids. I'm not going to watch them. No, I'm going to go out and have fun. So I used to climb on top of pool houses with the boys, and we just hung out. Like, we just talked, hung out, you know, and I felt like that was my family more than my family was. Because they were there. You know, like I said, my mom was gone. She wasn't really there. You know, and it came to a point where we would always clash heads, like, 24/7. Even now, you know, we don't have the best relationship. And Mr. Tory, Miss Renee, Mr. George, they have all been there for me through this time, especially when I needed y'all the most. Y'all never gave up on me. Never. You know, y'all make me feel like I can do anything. Especially when it comes to being a mom. A new mom. Because I'm telling you, like, any little thing on her, I'm like, oh, what's this? Let me call my doctor. Okay, this is going on. What's this? You know, like, I'm going crazy. But all new parents do. You know, y'all give me the strength that I don't have. Y'all keep me pushing. And I'm forever grateful for y'all. Like, you never know how much of an impact you have on somebody. You never know. A simple hello could just make somebody day. And, I mean, y'all did more than hello. Y'all did way more than hello, especially for me. But, you know, we there. We there. You know, y'all gave me that strength. Y'all gave me that encouragement. Y'all make me want to persevere to be a better me every day. And my daughter, I'm telling you, like, she has really made me a really patient person because I didn't know what patient was. Like, you couldn't even ask me the definition of patience. I couldn't tell you, you know. She has done it. She really has. Kids will change you. They change everything. When you wake up, you feel me? You're just ready to give up and say, I quit. I'm done for today. It doesn't matter no more. I'm done. But then you look at that little person's face, and you just see that smile. Because every morning, like, she smiles at me. Like, I'll talk to her, like, hey, Madison, are we going to have a good day today? We're going to enjoy daycare. And she talks to me, and she does. So I don't feel too crazy, you know. And it makes it all worth it. It makes every tear that I've cried, every bridge that I've burnt, everything, it makes it worth it because of her, you know. That's the best thing I've ever had. And I thank you.